Debbie Critchfield, Superintendent of Public Instruction. Welcome to the Superintend Podcast. Today, we're going to jump right in to bring you an episode with one of the rock stars of public education in our state, Brian Darcy. Brian is the administrator of a very special public school in Gooding. That is where you will find the campus of Idaho Educational Services for the Deaf and Blind. Brian, or I guess I should say Executive Director Darcy, make it nice and formal. Thanks for being with us today. One of the things that I don't believe many people know is that the state superintendent sits as the chair for the Idaho School for the Deaf and Blind. You're the executive director, and then I'll bet a lot of people don't know that there is an official school for the deaf and blind. So we're going to, I don't care about the chair part, but let's talk about your fantastic school. Tell us about what you're doing and where you're located and who you serve.
Wow. Thank you. And I guess I should call you superintendent, but also Madam Chair.
Or Debbie.
I sure appreciate the invite. And of course, the ability to talk about one of my favorite things, which is the Idaho Educational Services for the Deaf and the Blind. We were originally established in 1906 over at the west wing of the state capitol. And there's actually a picture of that school burning down Capitol was being built, if you look in the basement. And then they consequently moved us over when Governor Gooding donated 40 acres in Gooding to have the school built. So we've been there since then. And we've seen a lot of iterations. Primarily, we were a compulsory school. Which meant that if you were deaf or blind and you wanted an education in Idaho, that you had to come to the school. Of course, PL 94-142 changed that in the 70s, where it created free and appropriate public education for all students. Since then, we've seen a lot of iterations, and most recently in 2009, we had our statute change, and that gave us our own board, of which you're the chair. And in that, it identified that we provide a full continuum of education for all students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, or low vision, and or a combination. And so that's how we exist. We provide services from birth to age 21 across the entire state. And then in that, we also provide direct services, which is the school, the campus, the Idaho School for the Deaf and Blind in Gooding, Idaho.
And I've been to the campus quite a bit. And frankly, before I was in this position, your campus has hosted conference championships for track and field, and your students participate in athletics. Let's talk about that a little bit.
You betcha. So our school is a typical school. The only difference is that we go about having education with the different access points. For our kids, we participate in our local public school conference, and it's a small school conference, and we participate at the JV level, but we have volleyball, boys and girls basketball, and boys and girls track that we offer, and cheerleading as well.
Your students are involved in a variety of activities, not just athletics, but all sorts of extracurricular. And again, having more experience with this, you are seeking and do provide a really comprehensive experience for students that have some physical limitations, and that's probably not the right word, how it's stated now. But as I've gone and seen what your students do, whether it's field trips or prom or just, it's all of the things. It's not go to this school, you're going to get the bare necessities of education and nothing more, but you really are providing a rich experience.
Well, I sure appreciate that, and that's true. That's what we try to do. So much of our education for our kids is about access and experience and tying meaning to those experiences. For a lot of our kids, whether they are deaf, hard of hearing, or blind and low vision, what they have experienced in the world and what meaning they put to that often needs some further context to it. And so that's what we're here to provide. And so we do that a variety of ways. And again, we really operate two separate schools, one for the deaf and one for the blind. And the reason why we're combined is because of the low incidence of each disabling condition.
I'm going to interrupt you really quick just to put some numbers around this. So any student in the state is welcome to come and be at the Gooding facility, and you do get students from everywhere. What grade bands do you serve, and how many students do you have?
So every student, it's an IEP decision or 504 placement decision. So a team gets together and we go through evaluations to determine under IDEA where the best educational...
I know that's lots of acronyms.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Yeah. They're all federal acronyms,
right. Yeah.
Pointing to specific needs. Correct. For specific kids in different ways. Because we have students, yeah, that are on IEPs involved in 504s that are at their regular high, right, school. And some of them may be deaf, hard of hearing, mm-hmm, blind, low vision, but are able to function just fine, or their families feel like, hey, this is a good fit. Outside of that, right, then, sorry, now
that's
pick
exactly
that
right
up again.
And outside, it becomes a real team decision. And for some families, they move closer to Gooding so that their kids can attend on a daily basis. But for those kids who are in Post Falls or Salmon, we provide a weekly bus system. So our campus does have a residential component, I should say that, and we're a Monday through Thursday school, so to match with our local public school. So kids come in on a Sunday night, and they're back in their own beds Thursday evening. We like to kind of identify ourselves as the Hogwarts of Idaho. So our kids come in from all over, and no kid has to travel more than 3.5 hours to get to our campus.
Oh, that's fantastic. You assign yourself?
I do.
And so what a great skill and advantage that you have that you're able to communicate with students. And as I've come to graduations, it's a very emotional graduation. It's a small number of students, but to hear their success and see their confidence as they come up to the podium to get that diploma. And, you know, I speak at a lot of different things, but it's not often that you have someone that's to the side of you signing what you're saying, clearly not only for the student, but for many of the families that are there to support their students.
That's correct. And community members that also come in and support. You know, we are about access. And I do sign. I grew up in the environment. I have a sister who's blind. And so I grew up actually in the kind of the blind world. My dad was a blind educator, and my, wow, mom was as well. My dad was actually the superintendent of the Idaho School for Deaf and Blind and retired, I want to say, 2020.
Nice.
It was quite a while ago. Oh, not 2020, excuse me, 2002. It was a while ago. And so I've kind of been around the blind. I got blind education through osmosis, and then officially got my deaf ed through Idaho State University.
Wonderful. And so you have to, well, let me put it like this. Hiring teachers are hard any day of the week. What does that look like for you?
I always like to tease other public educators because they can go to Idaho State, Boise State, all these wonderful universities we have in the state of Idaho, and they're competing with each other to recruit the kids coming out with those education degrees. And then there's those that take special education, which is, you know, that extra gem to find. For our teachers, they are special educators on steroids.
I
so
just can't
even more
imagine.
Difficult to find. And then we're also competing with the other 50 states for those teachers.
But there are teachers who really have a heart for this, that they're willing to put in the extra time to learn Braille, to learn to American Sign Language, as I'm assuming how that's all communicated, because they have that niche. So how would somebody go about getting certified to teach at your school?
Well, through your office, we can go through and they can get their Idaho teaching credential. Generally, though, we're looking for somebody with a background either in blind ed or deaf ed. And like I said, Idaho State University has a program, so we can go through the Idaho State University and get somebody who's graduating with their master's in deaf ed, or there's several other universities we've partnered with. And same thing on the teacher of the blind. A lot of times, though, we are finding teachers who have an interest and have other certifications, and then we send them on to get their blind ed. And we have partnerships with universities at Portland State, Texas Tech, and several others that can provide that.
Well, if someone is sparked, we'd encourage them to reach out to you or to pursue something.
Definitely.
Like that. You've been at this a long time, and I'm not saying this because I'm in front of you, because I say this behind your back. You do an excellent job. I can't even imagine that your day in and day out and your skill set and just your management abilities, your connection with people. I respect that so much, and thank you. What could you leave with us as far as what your experience has been?
Well, I appreciate those very kind words, but honestly, it's a team effort, and all I've been able to do is pull together the right people to do the work. I'm in a constant state of awe with the staff that I work with and the people that I work with, and then the kids that graduate. It's a wonderful experience for me, and it's been a great vocation.
What would you have in our final moments here, have our listeners really know and understand? What's your elevator speech about the services and the school in Gooding?
Oh, gosh, that's probably the toughest question. Love for you to come out and see what we do. Get a hold of me if you have any interest in either what we can do in your school district or in your community. We have 7 regional offices throughout the entire state, and we can come in and provide services if you know of a kid who's blind, low vision, or even suspected of that. We can come in and help evaluate. So we're always on the lookout for helping and finding those kids and helping school districts in educating their kids.
Executive Director Brian Darcy, thank you so much for joining us. I feel like we need a part 2. Would you come back and visit with us another time?
Anytime. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thanks again. Again, our guest on this episode of The Superintend has been Brian Darcy, Administrator of Idaho Educational Services for the Deaf and Blind in Gooding. This podcast is produced by the Idaho Department of Education. Episodes are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. They can also be streamed on YouTube and the department's website, sde.idaho.gov. I'm Superintendent Debbie Critchfield. Thanks for listening.